What up, guys? New BCG podcast episode. I'm your host, Ayana. Thank you all for tuning in. And I have a topic today that I have to discuss, get into, and it's definitely going crazy on social media right now with this topic. And, you know, the thing that gets me with this is that this has obviously been an issue. But now it's more to the forefront, you know. Now that we've actually started seeing things for what it is, people are actually not opening up and being honest about why this is happening. So, the WNBA salaries were, you know, it's circulating on social media. Everybody's speaking about WNBA salaries. You know, Caitlin Clark's salary went around, Angel Reese's salary went around. All of a sudden, everybody is, you know, talking about it. President Biden goes and says, hey, we need to have equality, you know, to pay the women need to have more. You know, my thing with that is, why wasn't it like this when the other WNBA players were speaking out? The black women, you know, like, what was the difference in them speaking out about the pay and, you know, in difference to Caitlin Clark's, you know, salary being circulated? Is it because Caitlin Clark is a white woman and that's why people actually care a little more now? Why exactly did Aja not get that same type of and thing is, I don't think she's ever, you know, complained about the salary. But I know people like Skylar Diggins was, I know people like you know, Candace Parker's even said some things. I mean, so many players have come out and spoke on how their pay is so low. And these WNBA players have consistently spoke about it. They've consistently talked about it. Even at some point, NBA players used to advocate for them to get more money. But I think that there has been a change and a shift. You know, when you see the white girl being the number one draft pick and her salary isn't as high, now everybody wants to rally and everybody wants to say, well, why are they not getting paid as much? Well, I mean, the WNBA players have been speaking on them not being paid as much. They've been talking about this. This is not new. This is like, I don't get how this is all of a sudden a new thing. You know, like, it's actually kind of sad because it just goes to show you the type of energy that these people put into, you know, these black women in sports. The WNBA is 70% black women. So, you know, I think that that has a lot to do with them not really caring about, you know, the salaries overall in the league than when it's a white girl who comes in the game and she's not being paid as much. You know, I that is something that I will not be able to understand. And it's like, it's actually crazy to keep seeing people talk about it because it's like, well, did y'all not see these players talking about it before? I mean, what exactly do y'all think Brittany Griner went to Russia for? Do y'all think she just went there to be seen? She was there because she was forced to go there because they have to do that. They have to do that to make their money, to make, you know, six figures. They have to do that. So, you know, I'm so confused at that conversation because it honestly just rubs me the wrong way because it takes us back to racism. It does. It takes us back to racism because it's like you guys only care when it's the white girl. When the white girl has an issue, you only care about that. You didn't care about the black woman when they were speaking on the pay and it being so low. You only care when the white woman is being drafted. She's number one and she's not being paid them up. She's not being paid the way y'all feel like she needs to be paid. And that's not right. It's just not. And I honestly feel like, you know, this is why we talk and say the things we do. When it comes down to women's sports, more women need to be respected. And in the WNBA, these women need to be respected more. I like Caitlin Clark. I think she's an amazing player. I think she's changing the game. And I think she's doing a lot of great things. She's not the only player in the WNBA. There are basketball players who I've seen play that are 10 times better than that woman, and y'all are not giving them that same type of energy. And I think that it has to be some change in this stuff. Like, it has to be. There's no way that these women are treated like that. Like, there's no way. There's no reason why they should be treated like this. I'm sorry. I don't like it. Now let's get into the other topic that I need to get into with Asia Wilson. Why Asia Wilson doesn't have a signature shoe. Why is it that three white women have a signature shoe in the WNBA? Now listen. Maya Moore was one of the greatest collegiate WNBA players to ever play. You know what they said? She's not marketable. Skylar Diggins is one of the best college players to ever play. Oh, she's not marketable. Skylar Diggins is one of the most beautiful women that plays in the WNBA. She has an attitude. She has a good attitude. She plays ball. She knows how to hoop. Why is she not marketable? It just doesn't make sense to me. The only thing that separates Skylar Diggins from these other women is that she's a black woman. So let's start talking about those things instead of just making it more than what it is. Asia Wilson has accomplished so much. I mean, she's the best player in the WNBA. Why does she not have a signature shoe? But you guys were quick to give Caitlin Clark a signature shoe, Breonna Stewart, and Sabrina. All three of those white women have a signature shoe. Mind you, Sabrina's not even, she's not even top five guard, but she has a shoe. Breonna Stewart is a good player, but Aja Wilson has killed her on numerous occasions. We've watched her do it. Like, it's starting to piss me off because the blatant racism is so in our face right now that it's like you can't ignore it because it's right there. I know people see it. I know everybody sees it. And it's just like, wow. To say that these black women are not marketable because you feel however you feel is ridiculous. And you can't say it's because of them being gay or being lesbians, because Aja Wilson is a heterosexual woman. From what I know. Skylar Diggins is a heterosexual woman, from what I know. But even outside of that, they are not masculine presenting women, if that's what you want to say. I don't think it matters if you're masculine presenting or not. If you know how to hoop, you should be able to get whatever you need. Let's be real. Caitlin Clark, I mean, she's not, I mean, let's be real. She has a masculine look to her too, but she's getting a shoe. So I'm honestly a little bit frustrated with the way that things are going right now, and especially with this conversation, because I honestly just feel like when racism is brought to the forefront, when people see it, we have to speak up about it, because obviously it's right there. We have way too many amazing players in the WNBA, black and white, but we have too many amazing women in the WNBA for us to sit here and be silent on situations like this. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't. Like, I'm highly upset that the WNBA players have to deal with this. They're going to probably put Caitlin Clark on the front of NBA 2K if they have a women's version of the game. They're probably going to put Caitlin Clark in the NBA 2K. You know, I see so many things happening for Caitlin Clark that hasn't happened for certain players that it should have happened for, and I don't like that. I just don't. I'm sorry, I don't like it. It's not fair. Not only is Caitlin Clark getting a deal, her deal is worth $10 million. So, you know, she's getting the check, she's getting the money, she's getting what she needs. She's going to have more endorsements that are going to come in for sure. But, you know, I hate that. I just really do, and I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair at all to watch our black women that are in this league have to deal with that. Because you guys had to get a white hope and say, look, she's the best player to ever play basketball. What? She's better than Maya Moore, Candace Parker? I mean, come on. Like, these are players that actually transcended the game. Are you nuts? I mean, even players like Diamond DeShields. I mean, the WNBA has so many good basketball players. But that is why when the season starts, they are going to make sure that they bust that player's, you know what, every time she get on that court. So I hope she brings her A game, because the WNBA is not playing with her. That's going to be that. I see too much going on with this. And I've been trying to be calm about it because I didn't want to make a podcast and just go all off. But, like, there's no way that people are acting like this woman is the first girl to play basketball. This is actually insane. I don't like it. I honestly feel like it's a slap in the face to all the WNBA players that have played for so long and have done so much for the game, because there's so many of them. You know, Sue Bird, even Diana Taurasi, and these are white women as well. But they've done more. They've done more for the game. And I honestly just feel like it's going to be a slap in the face to a lot of them, because they're probably looking at what she's doing and they love it. But at the same time, she's not the first woman basketball player to play basketball. And this is what the media is portraying that. saying, you know, all the stuff they're saying about the salaries and things like that when these women have been complaining about it. It's just corny as hell to me. And that's going to end my episode today. Thank you all for tuning into the BCG podcast. I have more episodes on the way, and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.